going to continue now learning the laws of Hagolas Kalim, kashering vessels. The Ramah tells us that when it comes to taking something which you need to kasher and putting into hot water, Ein Hagolas Mo'eles Klum Im Ein Hamayim Roschen. The process of Hagolas does not help. It's ineffective if the water that it's being dipped into is not boiling hot. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu hayad saletus behem. Even if it is hot to the touch that you would move your hand from it, that's not enough. Kozman she'ein hamayim ma'alim ritzicha enam maflitin. If it's not so hot that it's boiling, then it does not have the capacity to kasher this vessel properly. And the Piskei Chuvos explains that, just as like a side idea, is that when it comes to koshering and having the pot to a bubble, to a boil, it's not enough, as he says, kivon sheteva hamayim shebtchil ma'alim ababu'ot rachlo ma'alu. What ends up happening is that you only find the very beginning of the boiling of water, that it's water which is on the surface, on the top. He says that is not considered to be boiling, that the entire water is boiled, and therefore he says, "L'chein nachon l'hakbid shekol hamayim ya'alu ritzicha." You have to see that the boiling will come forth from the bottom, and you see boiling all around. That is the time in which one is able to put whatever it is for koshering. And then he says that a person should also be careful when it comes to hagola, when it comes to harbi kalim. If you're doing this to numerous vessels and trying to kosher numerous kalim, what ends up happening is that the more kalim that you put in, it's the potential that that water is going to cool off. And therefore, even though maybe it's true that it was hot enough when it came to some of the first vessels, but one has to constantly be reassessing the water to make sure that it's still fit for Hagolah. Now, one could wonder, what does this have to do with Pesach? So we're going to get to that. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Yesh lezaher lahagil kodim shachmishis, that when it comes to a typical Erev Pesach, not this year, but the typical Erev Pesach, in which the next day is, it's not Shabbos, it's Erev Pesach. So in this situation, a person should be cautious to kosher all their vessels before the fifth hour, kodim shachmishis, and I'm just going to read it for you, and then we're going to explain it. Kadeshli tzarch ledatek im hakelim b'nei yoman olav, so that we do not have to be concerned whether or not the vessels are ben yoma, and which means that the vessel was already used in within the 24-hour period of time. And when it comes to kashering, as we're going to see, we favor a vessel which has not been used for 24 hours, or something which is not called a ben yoma. So the question is, what exactly is the whole problem? If, after all, you have a vessel and you see that it's clean, there's nothing on the vessel itself, on the insides, what is the whole reason why one needs to do anything? And of course, we know is because that even though you don't see anything, it's possible that some of the things or the food, which is in question, absorbed into the walls of the pot. And therefore, the question is, how does Hagolah work? Is it some type of a magic trick? No, it's actually something which is based on logic. And this is how the Mishnah Berurah explains it. Talmud Dihini Inyan Hagolahu, the idea of kashering through the means of Hagolah, which is translated purging, putting something into boiling hot water, Diritzichas Hamayim Motzi es Tabluah Bakli. What happens is the water is so hot that it's able to extract, remove whatever was absorbed into the walls of that vessel. And therefore, from that point on, you're now going to have a pot which is kosher. But then what's the problem? If the water is so boiling hot that it has the capacity to remove things from the walls of the vessel, so wouldn't one ask the question, as the Mishnah Berurah is about to, that it would therefore be able to just absorb it right back in? So how does it really help by putting something into a pot, and then all the items in question which are absorbing the wall are extracted? Don't we say that it can just easily go right back in? And then when you take it out, it's you're back to where you started. So this is what the Mishnah Berurah says. Abu Yesh Lachosh, we're concerned, the Acher Shemotzia es Habluah, that once it was removed, this this that which was absorbed, yatsav yivlo b'kli mashibhalta. It'll just be able to just be absorbed right back into the pot, right back into this item that you're trying to kosher. So what is the benefits of ever koshering? How does it really ever work, honestly? So the Mishnah Berurah says like this, Mivnei shash zeh, because of this, kosvo haposkim, de'ein lahago rak kli she'eno ben yomo. We do not want you to kosher anything unless it was not used for 24 hours. What's the difference if it was used within 24 hours or not? The us. Af im yivla mashipolet hari lifgam hu. We say, based on the concept of no sin tam lepagam, that once there's something which was there within the first 24 hours, so the taste is still there and absorbed in the pot, that which is comparable to the food in question. However, after 24 hours, we say that the tam, the taste that was absorbed in the pot, is pagam, is something which does not have the same value anymore. And therefore, because of this, after 24 hours, we say even that which was extracted really doesn't have any value of something which is prohibited. And we nonetheless kosher it, even though it's possible that that which will go right back into the pot, but it doesn't make any difference because it's been 24 hours and that which was absorbed in it or initially is really not a problem. There's also another idea that once that which was forbidden exited or was extracted out of the walls of the pot, it's now mixed into a tremendous amount of water, which the water is more than 1 to 60 radio, 60th radio ratio, and therefore it's not an issue even if that goes back into the pot because it's butl b'shisha. Okay. V'alzeh komer haba mechaber, and this the Shulchan Aruch says, de'im magal kodim shachamishis, that when it comes to Erev Pesach, on a typical year, if a person does Hagola before the fifth hour, which is in the early time of Erev Pesach in the morning, the Ein Sarach L'Zahar B'chol Zeh, all of that which we've talked about is not so necessary. Mishum, the Oz Halohu Adayin Zman Heter Chametz. At that point, the Chametz, which you want to extract because you want to use this pot for Pesach, at this moment, it's really kosher. It's kosher because there's nothing wrong with eating chametz today. It's only in Pesach it's an issue, and therefore, for that reason, we go lenient and say, based on a concept called no sin tam bar no sin tam dehatera, that both things, the water as well as the chametz, right now before the fifth hour, is something which is permissible. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference even if that pot was used within 24 hours. Even though we will still try to kosher a pot after 24 hours, after it was not used for 24 hours, it's not necessary if it was done before the fifth hour because you have two things which are permissible that are working together as opposed to something which is not kosher. But chametz itself, there's nothing wrong with eating it today. And therefore, he says that after the fifth hour, now the chametz is no longer permissible, and therefore, for that reason, we do not have these two things which are permissible, the water as well as the chametz, because it's now later on Erev Pesach. Okay, so all of this is explaining a typical situation, all right? And a typical situation is on Erev Pesach that we say that it should be kashered before the fifth hour at the time when the chametz is still permissible. And therefore, since it's still permissible, even if that pot was used within 24 hours, or it's called a ben yoma, we don't care because you have two positives. You have the water, which is permissible, nothing wrong with that, as well as the chametz is permissible. After those 5 hours, we do not want you to kosher it because of this issue. You can say, well, how about batel b'shishim? Chametz is not something which is ever nullified. On Pesach, we say that a fil elef batel, even a 1 to 1,000 ratio when it comes to chametz, is not nullified. We're extremely strict when it comes to chametz, either, as the Rosh says, because a person who has chametz is chayv kares, which is a tremendous punishment, or according to the Rambam, is that chametz is unique. It's because it's a davar sheishel matirin, which means that even though right now you cannot eat it on Pesach, but ultimately, eventually, it's something which was permissible and potentially could be permissible later on. And therefore, for that reason, we're more strict when it comes to the when it comes to the 1-to-60 ratio of chametz. So why am I getting all this? It's because we discussed before in this particular year on a Friday, which is not Erev Pesach, do we still have the same strict stringencies as we do when it comes to a typical year? And we discussed this with regard to eating matzah next Friday. Are we strict about that? Are we strict about doing malacha on upcoming Friday as on a typical Erev Pesach? We also asked the question with regard to bir chametz that we require to be done at the same time, even though it's not Erev Pesach, it's being done on Friday. So the question is, when it comes to hagolas kalim, when it comes to kashering vessels, do we still have the same requirement as we find when it comes to a regular year in which on Erev Pesach it should be kashered before the fifth hour? So on this little introduction, we'll conclude with the answer. The Piskei Tshuvos tells us that mutter lahagil kalim, a person is allowed to kosher their vessels at samach chnisas haShabbos. A person is allowed to kosher all Friday, next Friday. It's not an issue. Loichai shinan, and we're not concerned shemiyabo litos b'shar shanim, that a person will make the mistake and also do this on a following year, shebehen ein lohagil achar shachmishis, as we discussed a little bit already, that a person should not kosher after the fifth hour. We're not concerned that a person will make that mistake. However, v'yeshikosvu, there are those that write, shelchatchil yagul rak ad shachmishis, kamo b'chol shana b'er Pesach. There are those, as one can imagine, that feel that a person should not make any distinction, even in this regard, that also, even though Friday is not Erev Pesach, nonetheless, we will not kosher our vessels beyond the fifth hour.